From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, and happy 60th birthday to director Quentin Tarantino. Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Tom Wages Funeral Home. Police apprehend suspect alleged to be part of Romanian organized crime syndicate involved in Duluth cell phone thefts. Piedmont Eastside marks inaugural celebration of McClure Health Sciences interns cohort. And Mitsubishi Electric Classic confirms collaboration with Folds of Honor. Plus, my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets to discuss raw milk's health benefits. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
In a decisive crackdown on organized crime, authorities have apprehended Marius Vasile, someone with ties to a Romanian criminal syndicate, for his involvement in a spate of cell phone thefts. This arrest comes in the wake of related incidents at an AT&T store in Duluth and a thwarted attempt in Hall County, highlighting a broader pattern of criminal activity spanning Metro Atlanta, Athens, South Georgia, and Crossville, Tennessee. Currently held in Hall County Jail facing numerous charges, Vasile's arrest marks a significant step forward in the investigation, while his accomplice, Maria Antonescu, remains at large. The pair have alleged to utilize specialized equipment to extract cell phones from store displays, indicating a calculated approach to targeting telecommunications retailers. Supported by AT&T and a coalition of law enforcement bodies, the ongoing inquiry aims to thoroughly dismantle this criminal network. Officials call on the public to aid in this effort by providing any relevant information to Oakwood Police, reinforcing the commitment to safeguarding against the exploitation of technological vulnerabilities. Piedmont Eastside has partnered with McClure Health Sciences High School to launch an internship program for 10 chosen junior and senior students. This six-week program provides interns with comprehensive, hands-on experience in various hospital departments, including medical surgical floors, laboratories, emergency departments, and health information management. The interns receive extensive training in critical medical procedures, supporting the clinical staff effectively. Exclusive to McClure students, this initiative aims to seamlessly integrate academic knowledge with practical skills in a genuine healthcare setting. Liz Jackson of Piedmont Eastside and Nicole Mosley of McClure have both highlighted the program's significant impact on preparing students for careers in healthcare. Upon successful completion, participants receive a certificate recognizing their dedication and contributions to the healthcare sector. Further details about this pioneering program can be found at piedmont.org. The Mitsubishi Electric Classic, a prestigious event on the PGA Tour Championship calendar set for April 22nd through the 28th at TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth, extends its impact beyond the realm of golf through a partnership with Folds of Honor. This collaboration is dedicated to funding at least 15 educational scholarships for the families of the fallen or disabled military members and first responders in Atlanta, encompassing a range from K to 12 to postgraduate studies. To date, Folds of Honor has distributed over 4,000 scholarships totaling $18.5 million within Georgia. The tournament will feature a special Fields of Honor Friday to pay tribute to military and first responders, with complimentary tickets available for those verified service members, veterans, and first responders. Leaders from both organizations have expressed their appreciation for this meaningful partnership. For sponsorship opportunities or further information, interested parties are encouraged to contact info@MitsubishiElectricClassic.com. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
Colliers International is actively seeking tenants for the Sugarloaf 1 building, offering over 90,000 square feet of office space in unincorporated Duluth. Located within the Simpson Organization's campus, this prime office space targets small to mid-sized businesses for build-out opportunities. Strategically situated near the Gaff South District and the entrance to TPC Sugarloaf, the property combines convenience with prestige. The leasing efforts are led by Colliers Atlanta Senior Vice President Deming Fish and Vice President Emily Richardson, who are committed to matching companies with an ideal workspace solution. Gwinnett County officials have finalized the sale of the once-idle Stone Mountain Olympic Tennis Center to Fuqua Acquisitions II for $5.6 million. This transaction sets the stage for a $158 million redevelopment effort. The future mixed-use development is anticipated to feature a warehouse retailer, with Costco bringing a potential anchor, in addition to dining establishments and multifamily housing units, some of which will be designated as affordable. Planned enhancements include improvements to local transit and transportation infrastructure, as well as the introduction of green space. The initiative is expected to create 400 construction-related jobs and 520 positions in retail and dining services. This redevelopment is poised to deliver substantial economic and social benefits, marking a pivotal moment of transformation for the community. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. While you may see all sorts of salt for sale at Ingles, just remember, there's no health benefit to choosing a pink, gray, or sea salt or kosher salt over iodized table salt if you have high blood pressure. All salt still contains sodium, which may affect your blood pressure if you have hypertension and have been told to limit the amount of sodium you consume.
And now, here's my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on raw milk's health benefits.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, another email question that we've received is coming from Carl. You know, I've heard a lot about this, about raw milk, and I've never heard it before. I guess we're on some crazy new fad or whatnot, but
right.
Leah, in your opinion, he's asking, on drinking raw milk, what are the health benefits, if any, are those?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, raw milk has health benefits. The difference between a raw milk and a pasteurized milk nutritionally is very slim, very little. The risk between drinking raw milk and a pasteurized milk is much bigger. So raw milk is milk that hasn't been pasteurized to kind of kill or inactivate any kind of bacteria or pathogens that can cause you illness. So there can be things like E. coli, Salmonella, Streptococcus, and these types of bacteria and pathogens can make you really sick. I have heard many stories of people who drank raw milk and ended up very ill with a foodborne illness. Now, the problem with a foodborne illness is every time you get a foodborne illness, it increases your risk of having irritable bowel syndrome. So consuming that raw milk may sound like something, it's like that appeal to nature fallacy. Oh, it's raw milk. It's from a farmer that I know. It's not been pasteurized. Somehow that's better. That's appeal to nature. But in reality, you may be putting yourself at a very high risk. And definitely if you're older, if you're immunocompromised at all, if you're pregnant, if it's a small child, you would definitely not want to consume raw milk. Mm-hmm. The risk is way too high. And having a bad batch of raw milk that would end up giving you a foodborne illness would possibly, you'd end up in the emergency room or even in the ICU or have some expensive doctor bills to deal with. And worst case scenario, it could actually kill you, or you could end up with those long-term health problems. So if there's a minimal difference, it's very minimal between raw milk and pasteurized milk in terms of health benefits, but the health risks are much higher with the raw milk. So I would not advise it. And I know some states are now allowing people to purchase raw milk. I think it's something that I wouldn't advise, and I think it's very risky to do.
And isn't that what killed Mary Todd Lincoln is?
Oh, well, that's an interesting history one. Wow, yeah. Well, you know, back before pasteurization of milk was done on a widespread basis, it was quite common for children to die from drinking raw milk, because it wasn't held at an appropriate temperature, and or it was just from farms that weren't handling it well, or it was just from a normal, it could be just your normal local dairy farmer, and they would become ill and die. So not worth the risk. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
What are final thoughts after this?
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Newnan, Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.